This is HPR episode 2076 entitled, What Magazines I Read Part 1. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, this is a short episode about the magazines I read that may be of interest to other listeners.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. I'm trying to do a show once a month or so, and I was thinking of ideas that might be of interest to the listeners out there. While there are regular shows on What's on My Podcatcher, I've never heard one about what magazines that people in the HPR community like to read. With the advent of digital media and subscription services such as Issue, Magster, Google Play Newsstand, and I'm sure many others, which offer both free and subscription content, I'm sure many of you, like me, have quite a number of magazines that you regularly read and some you dip into from time to time. So this show is about magazines I like to read. First, I'd like to say that to facilitate regular reading of digital media, I feel for me a 10-inch tablet is the smallest format for comfortable reading. Although for those of you with young enough eyesight to be able to read small fonts with no difficulty, you may feel different. However, my tablet of choice is the 12-inch Samsung SMP900, which I purchased in February 2015. My only gripe with this tablet is I'll probably never get Android 6 on it, as it's now over 2 years since the original release. While I agree with Apple that the 4x3 screen configuration for reading on a tablet is more user-friendly, I cannot bring myself to spend that kind of money or to be tied into the Apple ecosystem. So, what magazines do I actually read? First one is Linux Voice. This is a Linux magazine that was set up a couple of years ago by some of the former editorial team from the Linux Format magazine after a successful Kickstarter campaign. Good content for and about Linux and the Linux community, and they support the community by distributing 50% of their annual profits back to the open source community after a ballot of readers. They also release issues of the magazine with a Creative Commons license 9 months after publication. This is the only magazine I currently have a paper subscription to, and it also comes with a DRM-free PDF copy for subscribers. Another magazine, which I've already mentioned, Linux Format, is one of the regular magazines I read on a digital subscription service. It's similar content to Linux Voice, without quite the same community philosophy, but it's still a very good publication. The next magazine that I've been reading for an awful long time is Micromart. This is a more general computer magazine that started in 1985 as a place where you could buy and sell computers and components, but is now a more of a regular weekly magazine format with news, reviews and articles about all things computer and technology related. As I said in my Journey to Linux show, this was the magazine that introduced me to Linux in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they still have a regular Linux page and regular Raspberry Pi and other Linux-related content. My next magazine is the Magpie magazine. This is the official monthly magazine of the Raspberry Pi community, and as you will have worked out, is focused on all things Raspberry Pi. Lots of good content, including news, tutorials and reviews of new peripherals for the Pi, and since being brought in-house by the foundation, it has a very professional look and feel about it. All the content is provided by members of the Raspberry Pi community, both from inside and outside the foundation. you can get a free Creative Commons PDF from the website, or to support the foundation, you can subscribe to both print and digital copies if you wish to. The last two magazines I want to talk about are community magazines about Linux. The first one, the Full Circle magazine, is an Ubuntu magazine for all things about Ubuntu Linux and its derivatives. They carry news of what's happening in the world of Ubuntu and articles and tutorials of how to use Linux software for both the beginner and more experienced users. This is a Creative Commons magazine and can be downloaded free from the website in both PDF and ebook formats. PC Linux OS magazine is a similar magazine to the Full Circle magazine, and it has similar content with the aim of helping users of the distro to get the most of it that they can. Again, available as Creative Commons PDF from the website. That's about it for this episode. I'll cover some of the other magazines that I read in a future episode. Some of them aren't necessarily Linux or computer related, but may be of interest to listeners. So for now, goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.